Welcome to Two Guys and a Question. Between them, Alan Creedy and Danny Jefferson have almost 100 years hands-on experience with funerals, funeral directors, finance, and real-life situations. Every Tuesday and Thursday, they field questions for more than 1,200 subscribers, hoping to stimulate your thinking and resolve your challenges.
This is Danny Jefferson.
This is Alan Creedy.
We've gotten a question, and that question this week is, are pet crematories, pet funerals, pet services a good idea?
Danny, I've been involved in this business for 40 years, and every once in a while, hot topics come along. So I want the audience to know that I fell victim to, and I say that I fell victim to one of those hot topics many years ago.
What was that?
My business partner and I got involved in the flower shop.
Time. Oh, wow.
Remember when it was a big trend for funeral homes to own flower shops?
Yeah, I tried it.
Really bad idea.
That didn't work.
I went from managing a gross margin of about $4,000 a call to managing a nickel a sale.
Wow.
And the amount of effort and time and energy and insecurity, and it was amazing. And I realized immediately it was a very big mistake.
So is that the way the pet cremation?
Well, here's how I look at the pet cremation, and I'm going to speak to you as a finance person first. I don't understand why you would not, if you had a choice between buying a bond that yielded $100 a year and buying a bond that yielded a nickel, I think you know what you would do, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's the same price.
Yeah, sure.
And so I look at this as saying average funeral margin, not just the average funeral retail sale in this country, is probably between $4,000 and $4,500 throughout the country. There's way of prices where it's much larger. But the my point is the average margin on a pet service is maybe $50.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
Not to mention that every single time I talk to a funeral director today, they're complaining about being so busy and having to work long hours and so on. And here's a business that is extremely labor intensive and takes very time consuming and yields a return that is almost laughable. If it has a return at all, almost laughable. And I know, I hear about, you know, oh, I've got this call or that call, but those are all anecdotal. I don't see, and I look at these things, I don't see any significant impact on your at-need business in any kind of a positive sense. So it just doesn't make sense to me to invest your resources and particularly your time in such a small margin business where, you know, you can make a very good living serving 100 to 150 families. You got to serve 1,000, 1,200, 1,500, 2,000 pets in a given year to make anything that's of substance.
Well, we talked on a prior podcast about our time in the funeral business.
Absolutely.
And the fact that our time is money.
Mm-hmm.
Time is everything. Now, we also talked about the average value of that hour of time in the funeral service.
Absolutely.
And it's been my experience, and maybe you can speak to this, that most of the pet families want just as much, if not more, counseling or questions, or they have a lot more concerns, it seems like, than regular at-need families. We have to take more time with them.
And I don't fully understand that, but I do get that feedback almost universally, is that funeral directors who are working with grieving pet owners tend to approach it the same way they would with a grieving family, which they probably should. But they're investing the same amount of time one-on-one with that family.
Well, would it be a good idea if the funeral director maybe joined forces with an existing crematory that offers pet services?
I don't know.
Well, at this particular point in time, the funeral service, and I think you mentioned this, funeral service has taken a lot of negative hits. And
well, the margins are declining, but that's because we're trying to serve families the way we served them in 1975. and it's a different family, and we can talk about that later. But here's my point. If you want to increase your revenue, if you want to increase your profits, then you need to manage the business you have. And being an 80% fixed expense business, once you reach break even, every single funeral you get, 80% of that revenue, if you sell a funeral for $5,000, then $4,000 of it is going straight to your bottom line.
Not going to happen with PET.
I think, well, here's the deal. It 2 to 3 years after folks start a PET service, they'll call somebody like me. They don't call me necessarily. They do occasionally. But how the heck can I get out of this thing?
Right.
It's a lot like the old ambulance business, but the ambulance business was pre-need before pre-need.
Right.
You know, that was really a way of directly connecting with customers. And so it just doesn't – I'm talking about the utilization of resources. I'm not against flower shops. I'm not against pet cremation. I'm not against any of that. I'm talking about the steward responsibility, stewardship.
Right.
Issue of how you manage your resources. You'd be a lot better off not doing anything than getting into a very low margin, high activity business.
So your answer to the pet cremation business is simply try to stay away from it or partner with another one if you wanted to do that. But we can address some of these things later in another podcast. You can do it and we can help.
Remember to send your questions by clicking the link at www.twoguysandaquestion.com. New questions are answered every Tuesday and Thursday at 4:22 p.m. Eastern Time.